It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Need to get out of a meeting? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus.
Okay, it's my last hour. Let's have some fun. Call me up. Let's do it. 888-808-1019. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on the Fan. Hopefully by now you have gotten over the loss. I had some people fighting back on my video that I put out. I basically said, like, yo, get over it. Life is hard. Get over it. Like, you don't play for the Yankees. The Yankees lost. We love the Yankees. They crushed our hopes and dreams. It's done. Get over it. People are like, let people feel how they want to feel. Don't tell me to get over it. Terrible take. Like, no. Like, that's my opinion on it. That's not a terrible take. You have to get over it. Or if you want, like, go cry. Go weep in your living room and like be a child about it, or be a man and get over it and go live your life and go about doing what you got to do and realize they folded. 888-808-1019. Let's continue to take these calls. Something I did want to add, though, right? I'm separating the Yankees from Yankees fans because there are so many dope Yankees fans. And I say I love y'all, and I mean I love y'all. The treatment that I get just walking through the stadium is amazing. I remember being in the stadium blacked out drunk, $40 in my pocket. Nobody knew me. I remember being in the stadium, bopping around, running with some of the bleacher creatures, some of the gang, and it was just a different type of vibe. And like now, it's like, it's amazing. And you know, guys like Lil Mo Mozzarella, how you doing? Like he really came through this year, repping the Yankees, and I've run into him a bunch. Nicky Kaz, shout out to Nicky Kaz, who got to do the Coach Al stuff. Nicky Kaz, I ran into him at the World Series. Great to see him. So many, like, Yankees influencers. Like, I mentioned John Boy. Everybody knows John Boy. Joe's McFly. I feel like everybody knows Joe's McFly. Something I said before the World Series is, like, no other fan base has the amount of podcasters, content creators, influencers, radio hosts, like, whatever, you know, as the Yankees. Like, even it was great to see BT, Morash, and Chris McMonagle out there at the one game that the Yankees won. It was great to see Evan and Tiki host live from Yankee Stadium. It's the World Series, man. It's the Yankees radio network. It's WFAN. WFAN gave away tickets. I was able to give away tickets. Like, I was able to go to 2 World Series games. Before the World Series, I was telling you, I'm not guaranteed to go. I don't know if I'm going. I was able to throw watch parties at Billy's, and then that turned into all the news coverage and literally Fox making it a part of the World Series broadcast. Shout out to Stans. Stans was rocking with people in the streets. And in the place. Shout out to Mike, who shows me love down over there. Tony at Yankees Tavern. Juan, Dory at the Bodega. Bronx Draft House. Schmitty over at the Dugout. Like, you know, shout out to Chris at Hard Rock. Like, there's just so many people that are in this space and do this stuff and that have helped me. Fans, people into it. I got to shout out my guy, Dart, over with the Yankees. Dart, you're the man. I tell you that every time. Appreciate you a ton. There's too many people that have hooked it up for me. People at MLB, people at MLB Network, and the Yankee fans. The Bleacher Creatures, there's way too many of you to name, but you know we held it down. Terror Squad, La Bodega family, everybody. We got to the World Series. We never left. But the one thing that I got to say about Yankee fans, is as many cool Yankee fans as we have. Oh, shout out to my boy Alex Day, who I had in here. And Alex Day did a lot of the coverage for the YES Network. As many cool Yankee fans as you got to see some of the worst of us. You got to see some fighting out there. You got to see the fans that got thrown out and the Yankee fans that wanted to laugh that off and say, yeah, the They had more fight than Aaron Judge. They played better defense than the Yankees. It's like, nah, that's not the way to be. Even like I was at the game, so I didn't see the broadcast. But there was like Fox put out a video of Yankee fans chanting, Poppy wears makeup. Like, I guess Big Poppy, David Ortiz, had makeup to be on TV, which, like, from my experience doing TV, you always get makeup because of how bright the cameras are and how it looks. I wore makeup on MLB Network. Not a lot, but I wore makeup every single time I went on. It's just something they do. It's not like a feminine thing. Some of y'all got to grow up. But like they're showing that. They're showing the, you know, Yankee fans chanting Poppy wears makeup, and they called it a roll call. And I'm like, that's not a roll call. And now the roll call has gotten so saturated and watered down, and it's become such a, like, Yankees thing that, like, there's, like, an extra film crew. And shout out to Meredith and Ryan Rucco and Justin Shackle that came over for the first roll call of the home game, number one. I got a bad omen from that, though. So many of us there, and people are so territorial of their seats, and we've got all these media members there. And we're doing a roll call for the players. And then we added a roll call for the Yes Network crew. And then Freddie Freeman heard that and he hit a home run. But no, shout out to the fans. The fans were great. The fans were out. So many wannabes, so many posers, so many Johnny come latelys that are like, wait, the Yankees are back in the World Series? I'm going to the Bronx. It's like, yeah, sure. Come on down. We came up short. Hopefully they get back next year and the story continues. Let's continue with the show. Tom in Wayne, New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Tom.
Hey, Keith, thank you, man. I haven't called a Fan in many years. I go way back to Mike and the Mad Dog. Congratulations. You're doing a nice job.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keith, until we get that Yankee pride back, this team fell way below Yankee standards. They went in the tank after the first loss. It was like they were at a funeral for two games. Yep. That's not Yankee standards. Think of Reggie Jackson. Think of Lou Piniella in the blinding light. Think of Ron Guidry. Think of Chris Chambliss. We don't have players. We've got two, Gerrit Cole and Juan Soto. The rest are good season players, very good players. I haven't seen the Mr. October yet, Keith. I'm looking for it. Juan Soto, Gerrit Cole, I see it there. But you know, and Keith, as a D3 athlete, you know, and I've got two of them in my family.
D3,
you know more. you know more about the love of the game and what it takes, the love of winning, the love of the game, playing for the sport. These gazillionaires, many of them, they're so distracted. They don't know what the hell's going on. It's like, how much money is in my bank account today? Yeah. I mean, where am I going to dinner? Capital Grill? Or am I going, am I flying to Mars with Elon Musk to have dinner? I mean, we need pride back. We need that Yankee pride. And Aaron Boone, stop with the buddy-buddy guy. It's not working. It is not working. It's like you got kids that are telling their parents to shut up. It doesn't work.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, Aaron Boone's cool dad. Hey, you know, pizza bagels are ready. You guys can have as many as you want. But if you mess up the kitchen, just clean it up. And then the kids are like, shut up, dad. Eat these pizza bagels and we're going to make some wings while we're at it. And you're going to clean it up in the morning. We're going to the basement to play N64. And he's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. You got it. Yeah, why did Tom say as a D3 athlete? I did not go D3. They don't have scholarships in D3. I went D1. I had 15 Division I football scholarships. I took a Division I offer to James Madison University. James Madison University was just on ESPN. James Madison University, they play legit football. That is where I signed my letter of intent. And I did not enjoy playing legit football down there. I played two seasons as a backup quarterback. My second season as a sophomore, third string, I did not get on the field. And I hated it. And I wanted to come home. And I transferred home to Monmouth University, which is also Division I football. Not trying to flex, just trying to clarify. Shout out to you if you played D3. When I transferred, I actually thought about going to Rowan and being a prof. But I'm like, I had talent to play Division I football. And yes. When you have the chance to compete, I said this in my live yesterday, Like, when I actually could affect winning, I won a championship. I have a ring. We won the state championship my senior year playing high school football. And you know what? My junior year, we lost in the semifinals. And that ate at me. It got me through workouts. It got me through running the bleachers. It got me through training. It got me through throwing a route tree, three-step drop, five-step drop, rollouts, play action, throwing hitches, slants, outs, fades, curls, glance route, post, flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a motivating thing. And I hope that this drives the Yankees players insane. I hope that they wake up in the middle of the night in the offseason and they think about the errors, they think about the missed opportunities, and they say, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to the batting cage. It has to drive you as a professional athlete. Or like Tom said, it can't be all, we're the Yankees, we're the New York Yankees, where are we going to, you know, pop bottles or eat dinner or get out of here tonight? Like, it's got to be the number one thing. Winning has to be everything. They have to get back to pinstripe pride. They have to get back to feeling like, yo, we're supposed to be here, and we have to win, and we have to run through the tape and see it through. They did not do that this time, and they're all at fault for that. Mariano in Coconut Creek, Florida. Mariano, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Hey. First-time caller. Good show. Good show, buddy.
Thanks.
Listen, I have a quick question to ask you, and then I'll let you go, and then I'll hang up. If you became the general manager tomorrow, what would be your first things to take care of for the Yankees? What would your moves be?
My first thing, and I'm not saying to fire Aaron Boone because they're not, but I would fire Aaron Boone. I would need a new direction. I would need a new voice. I would need a stark change to shake the room. And I'm saying that because you literally blew two games in this World Series that they're, as much as they're analytical, as much as they look at paper and numbers, this World Series was not just a blowout. You didn't get blown out by a team that was that much better than you. You gave them opportunities. And whoever managed that, you got to go. You got to go. That's blood on your hands. You got to go. Somebody else got to come in here and lead the next trip to the World Series. You had enough opportunities, and you had it. We got there. We don't go to the World Series to lose. You should have had game one. You should have had game five. And if you did win game one, maybe you would have been able to take game two. Maybe we would have been up. Maybe we'd be champions right now. And somebody's got to, like, heads have to roll for that. Thanks for the call, Mariano. They're not going to fire Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone's a nice guy, whatever, and they're going to pat him on the back like we played the drop and say, congrats on an American League championship. They will find the good in that. But you just asked me a question, what the first thing I would do? I would get rid of the person in charge of blowing those games. And a lot of these players wouldn't be back either. Anthony Rizzo, goodbye. Gleyber Torres, thank you. You played well, but goodbye. Alex Verdugo, you had some moments. Goodbye. Clay Holmes, that's it, buddy. See you later. Carlos Rodon, I know you got a long contract. Don't want you, don't need you. We're going to figure out how to trade you. Didn't they just trade Jorge Soler today? I'm figuring out how to send Rodon anywhere, bro. Chris is in Harrison. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Love the vibe that you're putting out here. Keep it in perspective, everybody. But at the same time, you know, I consider myself an impartial observer. I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I'm a Phillies fan, but I'm a baseball fan. Been to tons of Yankees games, tons of Mets games, lived in the area for 20 years and listen to the Fan all the time. And, you know, feel like I have a sense of, you know, what the fans go through. And, you know, honestly, I think at this point, like, if you kind of roll things back 20 years, like, to the previous caller's point, like there needs to be like somebody who's taking charge of things. If you think about when A-Rod came to the Yankees and Jeter didn't give up shortstop, like that's because Jeter was like a dog and like he pushed things right and you know had that winning mentality.
He threw his weight around. I'm a champion already. I'm here. I worked for this here. You can bring him in, but he's got to move for me. I'm not moving for him.
He was considered, you know, A-Rod at that point was considered, you know, potentially the greatest player of all time, right? So, like, to do that.
He was better than Jeter, but he didn't win as much as Jeter, so he came to join what Jeter had built. It wasn't the other way around.
Exactly. And so if I was a Yankees fan, like, I get it. Like, but like 15 years, if you roll it back to, like, you know, George and, like, you know, his attitude towards winning, like 15 years not being in the World Series. What was it, like 81 to 96, I guess?
The Yankees,
like,
have one championship in 24 years. I just saw a video with Chris Rose comparing them to the Nationals, the Marlins, the Rangers. Like, it's like, it's like actually a joke. We live in a fantasy world of championships and World Series rings. Our actual recent history and reality is not so much. Thanks, Phillies fan. Thanks for checking in with us. I think you guys got a World Series, and then you lost to us, and then you got back to World Series and lost to the Astros, and then you lost to the Mets this year. Yikes. Danny's in Paramus, New Jersey, on the Fan in New York.
Keith, you're the man. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm evaluating my feelings, and I'm not even angry. I'm just utterly confused. I'm dumbfounded, and you and the rest of the callers did a great job of breaking down everything else. I mean, the fielding, the lack of hitting, everything. But what I'm most confused about is Tim Hill. Can you please shed some light as to why this guy cannot find the mound?
So Tim Hill hadn't given up a home run in, like, some ridiculous amount of innings. Tim Hill, I was watching Tim Hill, and I was pointing to the sky. Like, thank God we have this guy. We didn't add at the deadline, but we picked him up, and I had no idea he was going to be a weapon. I had no idea he was going to be this good in the postseason. A lot of times I get on the radio after Yankees losses, and I say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And that's what I felt about the Nestor Cortez move. Now, I know the role that they intended for Nestor Cortez. I know that they feel like there's no soft landing spots. But check me out. Nestor Cortez is a starter.
Yes.
Nestor Cortez hadn't picked since September 18th. So you're going to throw him in the World Series? Like, I don't know. I'll never get over that. And I understand that. That's the whole reason he was on the roster, Keith. Yeah, but he is a starter. He wasn't coming out of the bullpen the last time he pitched. He came out and piggybacked Clark Schmidt. You weren't using him in a piggyback role. You were using him in extra innings at the end of the game. You walk Mookie Betts. He faces Freddie Freeman. You get got. It looks dumb. Tim Hill the next day comes out. Boop, boop. Makes it look easy.
I could not agree with you more. And the thing that's most dumbfounding to me is he was proven. You know, he had a good track record in the playoffs. I have no idea where this guy came from. He came out of nowhere. He made a fan and a believer out of me. I was so pumped and ready for this guy. And then
play stupid games, win stupid prizes. When you want to get cute in the World Series? You want Nestor Cortez's first appearance to be with the game on the... it was a lot. I said it was riveting when they went to him. It was devastating with the outcome. And they never recovered.
It's ridiculous. I think they'll put me in next before they put Tim Hill in next year.
Can you get Ohtani out? Thanks for the call, Danny. That's all it was. It was, oh, well, you know, our numbers. And he did get Ohtani out. But then when Verdugo crashed into the stands and the runners advanced and it left the base open, oh, let's not face Mookie Betts here. Why not? That's your starter that's faced a ton of righties and got him out. Why not? Underestimating Freddie Freeman? What notes do you not have about Freddie Freeman, who ended up being the eventual MVP? I don't know, man. Stick with what got you there. I'm going back in my notes. I'm trying to find the Tim Hill stats that I had. Tim Hill was excellent. I would at least give him the first go at it. I know there's no soft landing spots. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. I don't need to force Nestor Cortez into that situation. He's a starter. He's not a late innings guy out of the bullpen. He didn't even want to go to the bullpen. When you guys put him in the bullpen, he spoke out against it. Like, why me? Holly's in East Haven, Connecticut. Holly, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. The Jets. The Jets are up 21-10. How about the J-E-T-S?
Yeah, little bit better than what it started as when the ball got
unexpected.
Dropped before
that's,
it hit the plane.
That's how they were favored in this game. The Texans absolutely missed field goals and opportunities.
Yeah. Well, actually, I called about the Yankees, Boone specifically, because I'm still kind of burning about the whole series.
Let it burn. It's going to burn forever. I'm telling you, it's going to burn when you least expect it.
I just feel like he's too soft. He's trying to be the player's friend.
Yeah, it ain't working.
And instead of, like, being a parent to your child.
No, be a boss.
You're trying to be
their
friend
boss
to your child.
Be a coach. Be a leader. Be a boss. Be an authoritarian.
Exactly. I played baseball growing up when there was no girls' teams to play. So we all decided, three of us, we were going to play with the boys. So that's what we did. It was a big deal. They had to call Cooperstown because they didn't want the girls playing with the boys. Mm. And Cooperstown said, hey, there's no ruling saying the girls can't play. So we did. And it was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was tough.
Yeah, it's sports. It's competition.
We melted right in there, and we did our thing. And by the end of the season, we had the three highest batting averages on the team. And it was no joke. You dropped the pop fly. You did sit-ups.
Yep.
Or you ran around the outside of the field.
And that's how you learn. And then you don't want to do that again. You don't want to make that mistake again. And then you don't make the mistake. You do the routine things.
No, you don't.
Thanks for the call, Holly. Just running out of time. Yeah, we all know it. That plays sports growing up. You make a mistake, you run a lap. You run that lap, you're exhausted. You come back, you don't make that mistake again because you're not trying to run another lap. But in this culture that exists with the Yankees, these guys with their fancy cars pulling up to Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, New York, living off the backs of Yankees past, they get to come in, hope that Judge homers, hope that Soto homers, hope that, you know, Stanton homers and the rest of them could just skate by doing a little bit here and there. And you don't have to hustle the first. You don't have to make the routine play. We'll overcome it. Like, I was tweaking the last homestand because I think I went to 4 or 5 games and they were all losses the last homestand. And I'm like, this is not good enough. And I have people online and on air telling me, Keith, the regular season is not the postseason. They'll turn it on. It's not going to happen in the postseason. It did. The same team. Same team a couple weeks later. Like, what are y'all talking about? Pete is in New Haven. Pete, you're on the Fan.
Keith, what's going on, man? Long time no talk. Got a couple of things on my mind, but first thing I'll go off is I try to get down to a game this postseason and see you out in the Bleacher Creatures, but didn't end up working out with work and my schedule. But it would have been miserable on a train ride home last night and taking the train back to New Haven. I mean, it just such a gut-wrenching loss. But a couple of things, listening to some of these people, I'll say on the, it's the big leagues. When players are making mistakes in the big leagues, the coach, Boone's not going to go tell him to go run a lap. He's not going to tell him, hey, like, you know, you're not going to bench him all the time. They're big leaguers. They know that they made a mistake, and they know they need to do better. But what they do need to do is get back to the fundamentals, and I think Joel Sherman came out with a good article today about that. The Dodgers were scouting them, and their advanced scouts were looking at, hey, this team doesn't do the fundamentals right. If we
did
play
you hear
hard.
When I was reading some of that article earlier? I forget. I think maybe in like the 10 o'clock hour, 9:30, I was like, it is a great article, and it's damning, and it is true, and it is unfortunate how like the Dodgers were just like, they're not good. All we got to do is show up. They will beat themselves. The little marginal things will be the difference, and they were.
Exactly, and it hits it right in the head, and I think one of my friends was saying today, I think Boone, yeah, he might not be the issue, but I think there might be some sort of a culture issue with it. You know, everything is culture.
It's the difference
nowadays,
between being good and being great.
Yeah, and the last thing I'll touch on is I know Michael Kay was on the show, on his show earlier, talking about, hey, you know, nobody's repeated as a World Series champion since the Yankees back in 2000. It's been a quarter century. It's a different game. Mm-hmm. I think that as a fan base, a lot of Yankee fans are still stuck in that late 90s dynasty era. Hey, we, you know, Brocious wouldn't do this. You know, Roger Clemens wouldn't do that. Derek, you know, the captain would come through here, Derek Jeter. I get it, but at the same time, you know, baseball with the parity that we have now, it's very hard to win in the World Series, but when you have a team that's making fundamental errors, there needs to be a change. And, it needs to be looked at this year, and hopefully something happens.
Thanks for the call, Pete. Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to change because they can look at themselves in the mirror and say, no, what the outside world tells me is not true. We're pretty effing good. We made it to the World Series. No, you know, ball didn't bounce our way. We didn't get some breaks. That umpire was terrible. The whole umpire crew was terrible. Judge struggled. Judge struggled. So if Rodon doesn't give up those homers, Maybe, like, there you can find excuses for everything. But I wouldn't do that. If it was me, I'd just get to the bottom of it. The bottom of it is you were there with plenty of chances to win, take leads, play better, and you didn't maximize your opportunity. You folded in it. And, like, the reason you folded in it is leadership, is, you know, the little cracks and the little things, the difference between being good and great. A good team is good enough to get there. A great team is going to win just by, like, waiting for you to mess up, waiting for you to just not make mistakes. Like, go read that Joel Sherman article. I read you the first half of it, but that's all it's about. Yankees fielding issues, base running issues, stuff that reared its ugly head, and the manager pushing the wrong buttons with the bullpen and whatnot. All right, my last stretch coming up here as the Jets are looking to stop the Texans and get a win to end their losing streak. KM to AM returns right after this.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, the last little bit of my show, hopefully I talk some of you off the ledge or talk some of you guys just into the offseason. Baseball's over, Yankees lose. World Series goes to the Dodgers, and like, if you heard me earlier talk about how the Yankees absolutely have to stop playing Frank Sinatra, like, I want to play a clip that I just found. I'm on Twitter. John Boy just posted this, and John Boy sees everything in the baseball world, and this is like exactly what I'm talking about. I told you that I left the stadium last night, and I did not watch them run on the field. I couldn't stand to see the ceremony. I still haven't even watched the ceremony trophy presentation. I don't want to see it. But like, the disrespect that I just heard from Joe Kelly, who didn't even play in the series, and what the Dodgers were thinking about. Like, let's play Joe Kelly after the game getting interviewed on the field talking about a crucial moment in Game 5.
When we were down 5-0, they put Fat Joe up on the board. I was like, oh, it's an easy dub now. You know, Fat Joe's the curse. And, you know, they started kicking the ball around and playing Yankee,
did they put,
Yankee defense.
I didn't even notice. Did they put,
he was on the Jumbotron.
Right before the fifth.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, he was on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And I looked over to Honeywell and I said, the Fat Joe curse watch. And we started chipping away. bad play. And, you know, end up getting Dodgers, second one with the Dodgers.
I feel bad for Joey. I saw Joey in Legends last night, too. Minding his business. The Yankees shot like a little promo, like a, you know, like you see in Giant Stadium. Come on, fans, make some noise. Fat Joe talking, you know, let's go. This is our house. Like, they couldn't play that the first game when he performed, but he was wearing the same jacket, so obviously they shot it. And the Dodgers are making a mockery of it, laughing about it, and they were right. They said the Yankees start playing Yankee defense. The Dodgers scouting department told them, these guys aren't better than you. They don't play defense well. They don't run the bases well. They don't even line up right. And the Yankees proved them to be absolutely correct. Artie's in Nutley, New Jersey. Artie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing? I just wanted to ask you real quick. The Mets fans and their obsession with rooting so hard for the Dodgers, I just don't understand it. Like,
me either.
You know, not only did the Dodgers knock them out of a chance of winning a ring, you know, it's like, this isn't going to stop. This is going to go on 20 years or something. Where the Mets,
you got to see them. Yeah, you got like, The Dodgers may be blocking your team from getting there for years to come. Why are you rooting for them? They knocked you out.
Yeah.
They ended your OMG Grimace playoff pumpkin season. Like, what?
Well, I mean, you know what it is? I'm not saying root for the Yankees, but the cheer is so hard.
Oh, yeah, it's just over the top. It's just a little brother complex. Thanks for the call, Artie. It's just always being in this spot of like, oh, it's about the Yankees. We're not worried about you. The world wasn't worried about you. You were eliminated. I made the joke earlier, like I was hoping that today they'd play the Mets versus Guardians consolation game. Let you guys have a one-game wild card for the third spot. Because there's so many Mets fans saying, you're getting swept. So many Mets fans saying, we took them to six. You took them to six in the championship round, not the World Series. It's okay, though. It is what it is. Let people troll. Let people find joy in things. It is. We live in this internet age where that's where most of that's coming from. It is perfectly fine. Joe is out on Staten Island next up on the Fan. Go for it, Joe.
Keith, what's up, my boy? Thank you for taking the call, man.
Of course. Thanks for making it.
All right, so I just wanted to get your opinion. Based on the circumstances and the roster and the situation they were in, who do you think had the more successful season, the Yankees or the Mets? And please let me get a chance to respond to this.
The Yankees. Go ahead and tell me why it's the Mets.
So I just feel like in every big situation, in every big moment, the Mets came through. They made clutch plays
plays. They finished third
and
in their division.
Every time the Yankees had that chance, they folded like a cheap lawn chair, bro.
They got smoked by the Dodgers. They lost 9-0. They lost 8-0.
The Yankees lost in 5. The Mets lost in 6.
In the World Series, with the world watching, they were one of the last two teams standing in the World Series. They got back to the World Series.
I feel you. Those lights were bright, man.
What are we judging? What are we judging? Thanks for the call, Joe. What, like, the circumstances? What are the circumstances with your high payroll? We wanted to continue to act like the Mets were some little small market team. This is New York. Like, the narrative that the Mets had nobody on their team. you arguably had the MVP, but they love Shohei Ohtani. Nimmo makes a lot of money. Edwin Diaz makes a lot of money. You went out and got David Stearns to run your operations. Like, you have the richest owner in the sport. We're acting like this was the little engine that could. No, they just started off terribly. But ultimately, what did you win? Like Jeter said, what did you win? You were in third place, and you came up short. Your magical season where you had a pop star on your team have a hit single, where you had a McDonald's character throw out a first pitch that led to like purple costumes showing up. What, you ended up in third or fourth place? I'll give you third place because the Yankees finished off the Guardians in 5 games. But like, we're talking about more successful season. The Yankees won their division. The Yankees won the American League. The Yankees went to the World Series. What do you guys judge success on? Now, for the Yankee fan, we have a different standard. For the Yankee fan, we are upset and we are depressed and we are sad. We are broken because we expect to win. And if we don't win, we expect to compete better than our team competed. Your team is in a window where your owner promised a World Series. You haven't gotten there. Your team has the highest payroll with a bunch of dumb mistakes and paying guys that aren't on your team. But we want to act like they were some type of poverty case. We want to act like they're some charity case. We want to act like they're a small market team that just got hot. They're not the Tigers. The Tigers were a great story. They got bounced. What did you win? You didn't get any type of pennant. You're hanging a banner that says feels like we should have had a parade. Let's go to Giovanni in Morristown.
Hey, Keith, first of all, big fan. You're the best. 2 quick points. I was at the game last night. I got 3 buddies fly in from all over the country, and that was probably the most devastating loss I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that sucks, too. There are people from all over the world, Yankee fans, that flew in for this World Series, and we lost 2 out of 3 at home, and that last one was brutal. Like, lift you all the way up. Lift you 15 feet up just to drop you on your head.
Yeah, and for them to play Frank Sinatra at the end of that game, I said, why are they doing this?
It actually is to the point, because like, I've been on this case for a long time, but it bothers me so much because like everyone in baseball knows it. We are getting trolled. Like it is being used against us. If they're not going to make any changes in the organization, make that one change for the fans. Stop playing Frank when we lose, because it's giving ammo to our enemies to shoot right back at us. Ha, ha, ha. So here's something quickly. When the Braves came to town, I ended up sitting in front of a kid from Memphis that was a Braves fan, second time in New York. And I'm like, where you been in New York? He said, Times Square. Last time he was here, he went to Times Square. I'm like, oh, okay. So you're the only two places you've been in New York, like that's where his hotel was. Only two places you've been in New York were Times Square and Yankee Stadium. Yeah, okay, cool. You haven't really been anywhere. When the Braves beat us that game, this guy could not wait to, New York, New York. They don't know the word, these little towns. Like, they don't know. All they know is New York. New York, look, I'm in New York. I'm in Yankee Stadium. Oh, start spreading the news. Start spreading those L's. We beat the Yankees.
Yeah, but to play it last night was just—it was criminal to hear that.
They do it. They do it no matter what.
For Verdugo to get out and for them to play that. But my second point is, I told all my friends. I said the Jets lose tonight. I'm done with sports for a year. I just can't invest. I can't invest anymore. I'm a season ticket holder.
Need a break.
I said they lose tonight. I said I'm done. I'm done with sports. I don't care anymore. You
know.
Leave
it to the Jets to pick us up.
Now that they won tonight, they sucked me right back in. And my only question is, what do you think going forward? Can you think they can make the playoffs? And I'll hang up. And you're the best, Keith.
Thanks for the call. First off, Garrett Wilson, after the struggles he had, balling. Davante Adams leaving the game, coming back in to score. Hold on now. Breece Hall running the ball. They might be working with some. It's still the Jets. They still look at the boy Rami Lavi comes in, and he's a Jets fan. I don't know. You Jets fans might be fired up off of that, but it's one win. It's a good win. Like I said, it was a fishy line. Why are they -3 favorites? They got it done. Texans are in a little bad one right here, and the Jets came out ready to ball in those black jerseys. Good for the Jets and the Jets fans. You can't lose another one in a row to go 2-7. Tom is in Westchester. Tom, you are on the Fan next.
How you doing, Keith? Long time caller, first time. First time caller, long time listener.
Right.
Two quick points. My girlfriend, wanted to keep me calm last night, especially during the whole fifth inning debacle, you know, and the mental collapse of the whole roster, seemingly. But, I just don't know how they're going to keep up with the Dodgers batting depth. And, you know, six out of their nine guys on the rotation is just like, they can't do it. I don't see how they're going to keep up next season. And, you know, on top of that, let's say they got through game five and they get through game six. I don't know if you saw last night, but there was a graphic that was shown on TV during the game that they showed the possible Dodgers pitching rotation, and they showed all these guys that were crossed off the list. And it just, you know, it just makes me think that if we got to game six, there really wouldn't be an issue forcing game seven. And
Yamamoto,
you know,
Thanks for the call, Tom. But, like, you guys got to stop. You guys got to stop. One of the first things I said was they weren't good enough to beat the Dodgers. They beat themselves. And that's what's going to irk you. But, like, Yamamoto shoved against them the first time. You don't think Yamamoto was going to shove again? He shoved against them in June here. Ohtani was hurt. That's the only – it's like Ohtani was compromised, but Betts is still out there trying to kill you. Freddie Freeman did kill you. Kike Hernandez, Teoscar Hernandez, Will Smith, Gavin Lux. Max Muncy didn't do anything. They overcame that. They weren't good enough. Once they went down 3-0, it was over. And I literally had people saying, oh, you quit. It ain't over. I didn't hear no bell. I'm like, shut up. You guys are the worst. I'm going off of sports history. I'm going off of what I've seen. You ain't never seen it, and we didn't see it here. You didn't see a team go down 3-0 and force a game six. So, if that's what you got to tell yourself to sleep better, I don't know. I'm a grown man, dog. I'm not Peter Pan, bro. Santa Claus isn't real. I don't believe in the tooth fairy. So, it's hard to sell me a dream like that. It's hard to sell me a dream. I would have gone along with it. They couldn't even finish the game last night. They had all of it. They had all of the momentum. They came out of the gate. I'm telling you, the reaction of the fans when Judge hit that homer, back-to-back homers, and they pissed it all away. So if you got to tell yourself there's a chance that they could have, no. Because the Dodgers were looking at them like, they'll give it to us. If talent is even, their lack of fundamentals will give it to us. So they weren't going to beat the Dodgers. They went down 3-0. They blew the first game. It bled into the next game, and they lost the first game. So that's it. Baseball is over. And my show is over. C-Mac is coming up next. And I don't know. Maybe he'll do the opposite of what I did, pointing fingers and calling everybody out and blaming everyone and saying it's their fault. I don't know. I'll be listening. Maybe he'll talk Jets. And we'll go over how the Jets actually scored some touchdowns and won that game. I'm out of here. I'll be on late tomorrow. Thank you for listening and calling. KM out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.